Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about here is getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the view is, because the view is great and there's enough room for everyone to be at the top. Again, well, welcome to today's show. Today is May 6, 2015. Yes, today is a good day to start again. Yes, today is a good day to have your eyes open, because you have a purpose, because you have a vision, because you have a mission to complete in your life today. And welcome to today's show. Today, we're very excited. We're going to have our very first guest for this year on. That's Mr. Sean Cinthy, CEO and owner of ICANN Technologies. He's one of the experts that we talk to on a frequent basis and an expert industry for mobile applications. So we're going to talk about what he does, how he does it, and also give you some insights to why you should do some of those things also. Mobile apps and mobile websites have become to the forefront today. And yesterday, especially with Google changing their algorithm for how they rank applications and websites. And so, that being said, you want to understand that you have to have part of the technology in order to be competitive in today's day and age. Mobile apps is an important part of many strategies. Even schools have them. Churches have them. But it's all about having a way to communicate on a personal level with your constituents, with your clients, with your customers. All that is what we're going to talk about today and how important that is. Now, why are mobile applications important? Well, because they are part of the phones, the smartphones that we have today. That is critical. Smartphones we have today, we can buy from them, we can sell on them, we can get important information on them, we get alerts from them, we communicate with our friends and families, and that's become one of the most important tools of the future. Everything is being shrunk down to the size of your hand that you can actually touch the rest of the world. 20 years ago, actually less than 20 years ago, the type of phone you have in your hand right now was sitting on your desktop as a computer. So your phone really isn't a phone right now. It's more of a communicator, intersecting point for you and the rest of your social media and the rest of what you do in your life. It's become an important part. It's become an important part so much that people actually feel incomplete without their phone. Now, it shouldn't be that way because it should be used as a tool, not something to complete you as a person. But some people are in that state, in that position right now. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. What we're talking right now is how mobile apps are important for you, important for your community, and also important to your business future. Again, today here on the Million Dollar Idea Network. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show here on blogtalkradio.com/TheMillionDollarIdeaNetwork. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. Today we're talking about mobile apps, but also before our guest comes on, we're going to do a little follow-up and also talk about some things that we always talk about here, and it's getting across the finish line, the motivation, inspiration, knowledge, tools, and habits. Yesterday we talked about, and we'll follow up on this coming Thursday, about what is the appropriate center you're supposed to have. What is the center you're supposed to have? We talked about the type of centers that you're not supposed to have. Again, you know, the reference that we use here is Stephen R. Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, along with the habits for building healthy habits for your family and yourself. And it's a process for that you have to go through. Often many times, you know, people understand that the definition of success that we subscribe to here is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. So as long as you're working in that direction and going towards your goal, going towards what your purpose is in life, you will always be attaining what your goal is as long as you're moving in that direction. It's when you stop moving in that direction is when you are no longer, hold on a moment here, you're no longer going in that particular direction. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through in that process so you can actually reach out and mentor someone, write a book for someone, do a blog for someone, and help them understand that you are supposed to win. We're going to take a brief break. Listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Network radio show on blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network. Coming up later in our broadcast today, we'll have Mr. Sean Sensi from ICANN Technologies. He is our technology partner here. He's actually doing the app that we will be having coming out on the early part of June, so we're very excited about that. And also, I just let everyone know that we actually did a lot of research in selecting the company that we wanted to partner with, and so we're very, very pleased with what they're doing and the service that they provide and the professionalism and that they come across with us. So you have to be very, very careful who you decide to work with, and have done that in this process. So very excited about the completing the task and project I have going on right now. But we're going to also continue talking about what we always talk about here, again, that's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through in that process. And also that same process, understand that your job is to mentor, your job is to write a book, to write a blog, to indicate that your victory is not just your victory, but other people can have victory too. Again, we talk a lot about here, the Earl Nightingale's Strangest Secret, be intentional about what you feed your spirit, your mind, and your body so you can have that victory that you want in your spirit and your soul / mind and your body. All that is critical in the process. Last couple of days we've been talking about forming healthy habits. Healthy habits will be what gets you across the finish line. And one of the healthy habits we talked about was what is your center right now? And again, the reference we're using is Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. And so I highly recommend anyone to get that book along with listening to the broadcast by Mr. Earl Nightingale, The Strangest Secret. So those are the tools that we primarily use and talk about all the time. Now, when we're talking about your center, we're talking about what is the framework, what are the glasses that you look through in terms of making decisions in your life. Last couple of days we talked about what kind of centers you're not supposed to have. The money-centered, work-centered, possession-centered, pleasure-centered, friend-centered, enemy-centered, all these are, in a sense, negative habits that are preventing you from getting to your goal, getting to the purpose that you're supposed to complete. And why is that? Because they restrict you and limit you in the process that you're going through. When we talk about The Strangest Secret with Mr. Earl Nightingale, we're talking about being intentional about what you feed your mind, because what you think is what you'll become. So if you understand that what you think is what you become, you want to be intentional about what you feed yourself. Because two things are right at the same time, and that's very rare. If you think you're going to lose, you're going to lose. But if you think you're going to win, you're going to win. And I'm telling you that you're supposed to win because it's part of the process. Everyone's going to have a story to tell. And you can have the haters and you can have the people to help pull you through. But your story is being written right now. So it's important for you to understand that. First, by conquering yourself and shrinking yourself, you can obtain the victory. You can obtain the purpose that you're supposed to have in your life right now. Now, the center that you're supposed to have that we talked about is what's called a principle-centered. Now, when we say your centers, we're going to give an example of a negative center. Negative center is an individual that is, focused just on money or the stuff. Now, how does that affect your view? It affects your view in four different ways. How you view your security, how you use your guidance, the wisdom you use in making your decisions, and the power that you feel you have in order to get to the next level. Now, if you're money-centered, your personal worth is determined by what you own, by the security that you have and your net worth. Now, what we're saying is that money is not bad. Money is a tool, but it shouldn't be the center of your life. Because what happens, the guidance you use for that process is that profit is your decision-making criteria for all that you do. And the wisdom that you use in making those decisions is the money-making is the lens through which life is seen and understood, creating imbalanced judgment. Because there's more to life than just money. You are restricted, and your power, when you say your power, that's your personal power, that's your imagination, that feel you can attain what you feel you can do. But by using money, money actually restricts that as your money, as your center. You're restricted to what you can accomplish with your money, and your limited vision prevents you from attaining the true value of what you're supposed to be worth in life. Now, we're going to take a brief break. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll also be coming up shortly with Mr. Sean Sensi, a expert in his field for mobile applications. We're going to talk to him about his journey and also about his business and how he can affect your bottom line. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network on blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Mm-hmm. willing to die for, yeah. Heaven is where I wanna be.
There are instructions that we must follow to a T in order to reach.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. And we're talking about what we always talk about here. And we do have programming things coming up. As everyone knows, we're actually converting and going to a internet radio station format, which is going to allow opportunity for different time, different topics to be covered here. We're also in the process. We'll actually have a specific show on business and motivation, inspiration. And we'll be announcing that date for that. Tomorrow, we're actually starting a period of time in May, and we'll be going forward with the format for the radio station. We're very excited about that, and the application that ICANN Technologies has put together for us is part of that strategy. In order to reach out to our base of over 25,000 people that call in, that link in, that archive in, onto the show, which we want to say thank you for in that process. But we're going to go to the next level and doing what we do here, and that's at least give you one thing to think about, changing to the positive, something in your spirit, your soul, and your body. Because when we talk about success, we talk about total success, total prosperity. That's being successful in your spirit, in your soul, and your body. And that process is about being intentional, not being a spectator in life, but being a participant. And so we always subscribe to that. That's what we always talk about here. And, again, we're going to take a brief break here, and we'll be back with Mr. Sean Sensi with ICANN Technology. Again, don't let fear stop you where you are right now, because you're supposed to win. You're supposed to get across the finish line. You're supposed to get to the top of the mountain, because the view is great to see for everybody.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show on blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we're going to take a brief break. We'll have Mr. Sean Sensi on the line, and we're going to talk about what we always talk about here. That's giving you some business tools, giving you some business skills, so you can have the success you want in your business. We'll be right back. Good morning, Mr. Cincy. This is, I want to welcome you to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. You're officially our first guest for the year, so we're very excited about this. And we've already explained to our listening audience that you are the premier mobile application company to go to, and that we actually went through a selection process to begin work with you guys. And welcome you to the show. Ashley, can you tell us a little about what you do and how you started and that kind of thing?
Yeah, sure. First of all, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it. Really looking forward to continuing the process with you guys. It's been a lot of fun so far, and we think everyone's going to be really happy and excited with what we come out with. As far as what we do, we focus mainly on working with small businesses, entrepreneurs, nonprofits, schools, things of that nature, in building affordable mobile applications so that they can engage with their audience in ways that just weren't possible before. One of the biggest things that led us down this route was that I previously worked in mobile applications for about 10 years at a corporate level and supporting big business. And what I noticed is there was a severely underserved market, which was the small business owners, nonprofit schools, that didn't have the opportunity to have their own mobile application. And the big driver behind that was, well, cost. I don't have a 30-person IT team that can stand up a product for me and make it cost-effective. So what we focused on doing was building that product, helping folks get to that next level, and engaging with their audience in a way that they didn't even think was possible.
Now, when did you feel that you wanted to take the leap in creating your own business, and what was your incentive to do that? Because a lot of times when we talk about here on our show is that individuals want to start their own business, but what were the challenges that you had to go through and some of the planning that you had to go through in order to start the process?
Right, and that's a great question. I think that, you know, this started a few years back, and I would point to as many as 5 years back, and it was just this overwhelming sense in me that, you know, I believed in myself. I said, you know, I have these skills. I think that there's an opportunity that I could do this, you know, out on my own. And what fueled that was kind of this overarching dream that I've had for quite a while, which was, you know, I want to be able to be a boss. I want to have my own company. I want to be able to work with people I trust and enjoy and do a good job for clients. The corporate structure, while there's nothing wrong with it and it's great and a lot of people enjoy it, it just wasn't for me. And we really focused on saying, how can we get out of that and provide value out to the community? And getting started with that, you know, a couple things for your listeners. One of the biggest things we had to go through first was getting over the first hurdle of the fear. Taking that first step is the hardest part. And the only way to do that is through a strong belief in yourself and validating what you feel you can accomplish. So we sat down, we went through a nice planning session and said, you know, we can pull this off. We have the skills to do this. We can produce the product, and now we have to take the leap. And taking that leap took some additional planning. Had my first child on the way, so that was extra scary. But, you know, that made it a little bit more difficult to pull the trigger. But at the end of the day, it was, again, you know, reinstilling that belief in yourself and the people that I was going to work with. And saying, okay, let's plan, let's try to set aside some money so that, you know, worst case, if things fall through, you know, this doesn't set me back 10 years or whatever it may be. But the planning's a huge part, but the belief is the largest part. And
wow, that's pretty cool. Let me ask you, what was your biggest influencers in going through this process? What did you listen to or if you had a mentor, or how did that work in your life in that process?
Yeah, you know, as opposed to some of the more traditional means like books and what you were talking about a little bit earlier in the show and the spheres of influence and things like that, I've been blessed enough to have some great mentors that have come up throughout my career. When it started out back in the big five world of consulting out on the road, you know, I met some great people that were just there for me and really instilled a sense of confidence and also building my skill, which was invaluable. And more recently, with my last company that I was working for, I worked with a lot of entrepreneurs to help them with their technology needs. And there's a great company down here in Canton, Ohio, that we did some work with, and their president, Bill Tresiak, has just been a huge help to me because he's had that entrepreneurial spirit. He's been doing it for 20 years, and he was an unbelievable source of guidance for me. So while you have all these resources out there for you to read or, you know, look into on your own, building those connections throughout your career or throughout your community, it just proves invaluable because it gives you that additional sense of, hey, the book may have said this, but in person, you've said this. Let me elaborate with that and have a discussion so I can fully understand it more and make it as relevant as possible.
That's fantastic, man, and that's really cool. Let me ask you, in terms of the fear, I think a lot of people, when we're talking about that fear of becoming an entrepreneur, the fear of launching a business, did the planning stage really reduce that for you?
Yeah, I think it's a necessity. It can be a somewhat painful process because you do have to do your due diligence.
Right.
You don't just want to blindly leap. I know that you can have that urge sometimes, but if you go through the process, if you take your time with it, you'll notice that your comfort level with taking the first step becomes higher and higher.
Okay, that's fantastic. Now, in terms of, you see, you've been doing this for 10 years, and how did you come up with the name? And also give our listeners your location and stuff like that also.
Yeah, absolutely. So the name ICANN Technology, it was actually me and my best friend sitting down one day. We had talked about the idea of what I was looking to accomplish and offer to the market. And, you know, one of the biggest things, one of the more iconic things that are out there is that, you know, the iPad, the iPhone, that's immediately right. recognized as this is a mobile technology. And the reason it became ICANN was that our product and our service is, it's geared towards making things easy for the end client and also letting them maintain their own mobile app. So that's where it really came from. We want our clients to say, I can do this. I can get out there and I can compete with larger business and be in the mobile space. Because you cannot go out anywhere without seeing, you know, KFC, Dunkin' Donuts, whoever it may be, you know, download our mobile app, get our coupons. You know, that's all a way of them staging the audience to say, hey, we can have constant engagement with you and basically capture your attention and let everyone else that doesn't have that kind of be forgotten. So it's the concept of mind share at that point.
Okay. Now, we see on your tagline, it was Welcome to the Revolution. You want to kind of elaborate on that and how you guys chose it as your tagline?
Yeah. Welcome to the Revolution was kind of, again, tying it all together to say, we can do this. We being the small business and nonprofits, everyone that may be interested in the product. When you think about a revolution, it's revolting against something, right? It's rising up to say, something's not right, and we're going to look to change it. And that's exactly what the premise of the company and the product and service is. It's, we can take you to that next level, and we're going to band together with you to get there and go against the norm of just big business taking over the marketing space.
That's fantastic, man. You're talking the language of my listeners, man. the network is lighting up here. So,
well, that's good. You
well,
know,
let me,
we're
let me
passionate
ask you, in
about
terms
it.
Of,
so.
Say again?
I said we're passionate about it, and, you know, a lot of the folks we talk to, such as yourself and your network, are passionate, too, once they fully understand the potential of everything. So it's good. I'm glad to see that people are getting excited.
That's really cool, and do appreciate that. Tell us about where do you think the future of apps is going?
Well, there's a couple different directions. I think that technology is moving so fast that you may have seen in the past few years there was Google Glass and kind of this, it's modified reality almost, where
right.
they're trying to interact with things that are real in your life and wearables, things like that. I think that that'll get
right.
played around with for a while and eventually potentially get combined where, you know, the wearables actually get integrated with the phone, you know, with Apple Watch
right.
coming out. It's great as like kind of an add-on, or, you know, the Galaxy Gear. It's kind of a supplemental tool at this point, but one of the greatest arguments against it that I've heard is it's great that certain pieces of information can be there, but at the same time, a phone is very important. And a lot of
right.
times, those two items are connected through Bluetooth or a different communication standard. And what happens if I forget my phone? What happens if I lose my phone? Then all of a sudden, this product becomes much less relevant because they're connected and tied. So I could see that really going into the combination space fairly soon. And again, augmented reality, they haven't got it right yet with Google Glass and things of that nature, or, you know, the Oculus, where it's, you know, kind of completely augmented reality, but there's going to be a lot more investigation into that.
Wow, it's interesting you said that, because I think all of us have had that experience of having that phone that you thought you had, or that phone that came up missing that had half your contacts, half your notes in it, or all of your contacts, all your notes in it. And you're trying to scramble in order to rebuild what you had in there. I know I had a person gone through it a couple of years ago, and I was like, oh, this has never happened again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a great point. You know, we'll stick with the watch perspective. You know, if you're taking notes on something or you want to give yourself a reminder that may not be a calendar invite, it's kind of hard to, you know, interact with the watch based on the screen size. And that's kind of one of the competing factors in trying to combine the technologies is people, we've seen films get humongous, right? They're the size of phone books at this point. But, you know, people love to have that real estate to work with. So that's one of the big challenges of how do you make a wearable that is still a good user experience?
Yeah, that's interesting you say that, because it's like the, you know, the phones have grown in size and size, and, you know, I've seen some people wear, you know, phones that are the size of tablets, because they're still, and it's interesting that direction that you're taking is that you have, that's got to be usable. It's got to be user-friendly for the basics in order just to take basic notes. And if you don't have the size enough, or if you don't have the keyboard that's big enough to use for big fingers or stuff, something like that, just something that simple can, you know, and I won't say it would be a deterrent, but it could be, or not even a restriction, but someone would be hesitant about using that technology because of that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Mr. Sims, again, tell us where you guys are located and go over some of the support that you guys have in the process and putting out your mobile applications.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're located in Twinsburg, Ohio, which is a suburb of Cleveland. And, you know, we have a strong user base and client base in the Cleveland area. But what's most promising and what we enjoy the most is, like yourselves, we're nationwide. And we have no restriction because it's kind of, in essence, it's a virtual process, right, where we can make updates and show them to you online, where we're not restricted to just working in our own community. So that's one of the biggest things we're really excited about. As far as the process goes, it's very simple. We've constructed a framework where there's a feature set of about 30 features, and depending on, you know, what business, what kind of organization you may have, we customize the application with the features that you've chosen, which are highly relevant to small business and all the folks that we target to help. And what we'll do is we get some graphics from you up front, some logos, things like that, turn it over to our graphic design team. They come up with some pitch ideas based on, you know, what we've heard through an initial consultation with you for the look and feel, color scheme, things like that. And then additionally, in the consultation portion of things, we figure out and make recommendations on exactly what features make sense for you and how you can engage your users best. From there, we get into development. We have a standalone app that allows all the clients to go on their smartphones and preview exactly what the app would look like on their phone, so they can kind of, as opposed to just being on a website and saying, yeah, I think that works, they can actually look at it on their phone from the user's eyes to say, this is what it's going to be, and I'm happy with this experience. So that's one of the really cool things. And then from there, we get it into distribution to the different app stores, and within about 2 weeks, you're up and running from that point. Android typically is up in a couple days once we get final approval from the client, and Apple, just based on some of their review standards and the volume that they handle, it can take up to 2 weeks.
That's fantastic, Mr. Cynthia. There, I was very pleased because I didn't know how you guys were going to do that. And when I was able to bring it up on my phone, that was very, very cool. That was very,
yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, it's much different than sending, screenshots or pictures to say, hey, this is how it's going to work. Getting to interact with it is really, it's a special moment for the client where they get to see the product before it goes live in its true sense.
That's very, very cool. Now, one of the reasons, I don't know if Ms. Bryant told you this, but one of the reasons that we wanted to work with you guys is that we did our research, and I won't mention anybody else, but it was your personalization and the customization that you provide that really attracted us in terms of doing business with you guys. We were really, when I talked to you, we sat down with my staff, and because everyone had to do a review on different organizations. But when it came to you guys, it was like, it was more of a, you're moving in the same direction. And when we saw, Welcome to the Revolution, that's a lot of people connected with, because it's about getting to the next level and, providing the tools for that. And we were very, very happy with that, because we actually approached other businesses, but they came off rough and the price point was ugly.
Yeah.
And that was often many cases at times. But also another organization that they just basically threw the stuff at you, and you were to figure it out yourself. And I appraise myself to be as a tech person, but I know that I can't do everything, and I know I wanted to find someone that was professional and had the same thought process and wanted to have the same impact with their business, and that's why we selected you guys. Okay, we're very, very pleased with that. Let me ask you one other question. I know you may have many stores. What is the most interesting company, person, or individual that you guys worked with so far?
From a client perspective, one of my favorites has been in the New York area, Chef. He goes by Chef Roe, also known as Chef Roshan Martin. He's fabulous talent, does catering, does special events, also works through different restaurants. He's just an absolute blast to work with. He's an exceptionally motivated individual. He's always looking for ways to connect with people and promote himself as well as other companies. So it was a natural marriage with him and a very fun process to go through in designing something that worked for him. That was by far probably my favorite story, just going through that with him and really coming up with something that's getting high user engagement at this point. He sends messages to his user base several times a day, and there's great interaction. So I consider that a great story and a great success story.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to take a brief break. We're with Mr. Sean Spency here, and we're talking about mobile apps and mobile application business. And we'll be right back, and we'll take a brief break. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show here on blogtalkradio.com.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long
Show here on blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and we're talking here with Mr. Sean Sensi of ICANN Technology, CEO and owner and president of ICANN Technology. Mr. Sensi, you still with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, fantastic. Now, we're kind of winding down here, and I want to make sure that you get all your information out and everything that's upcoming for you. And for your company, let us know basically exactly how we get in touch with you and what you have upcoming for the rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Contact, very simple methods to do it. You can visit our website at www.icamtechnology.net. It's the letter I, camtechnology.net. There's a contact form on there that you can reach out to, and it'll get put out to our team, and we'll get in contact with you. You can call me directly at 440-503-8540, and I'd be happy to talk through things with you or have our director of operations, Janita Bryan, talk to you. Final way is you can just email info@icamtechnology.net, and again, we'd be happy to reach out and hear about what you're thinking about and help you out through the process. Now, as far as what's coming up for the rest of the year, we're really excited. Kind of a new avenue to business as well. Mobile applications is our core strength, but what we realized is also that we have a lot of talent internally as our team has grown to offer other services. So we're currently launching website development at extremely affordable prices, where it's the same concept where folks can make changes directly to their site and not have to worry about paying someone to maintain it. In addition, we offer consulting services, which, again, we have a vast amount of expertise, whether it be from strategy consulting, new business startup, quality assurance, project management, any of that, we're happy to help out. And we'll be actually launching a new website coming up here in the next few weeks. So really excited, really looking forward to offering these new services to the existing clients as well as new potential clients.
Okay. Now, is there a specific market you guys are going after, or just small businesses is where it's at?
Well, our passion is for small businesses because, in reality, we are a small business, and, that's where we can connect most easily with. But, if per se a larger business did come to us, we'd be happy to help them out as well. But it's really open to the gamut. It's an open door policy with us, and if our technology and our expertise can help you, we're willing to do it with anyone.
Fantastic, Sean. Is there any final words you want to have for our listeners or for encouragement about, starting their own business or that business process?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the biggest thing to keep in mind is believe in yourself. As we've heard through several items on the radio show, it won't be easy.
remember to keep your head up. There's going to be tough times. You won't get it right away. There's going to be growing pains, but you will do it if you believe in yourself and you put in the work.
Fantastic. All right, Mr. Cincy, we do appreciate you taking time out to be on our show today. And we want to, wish you luck. I want you to be blessed in all future ventures. And, again, you know, the attitude, the energy that you guys have, you know, we're excited the same way. We're a small business. And, you know, how does the world work? We're here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we connected with someone in Cleveland, Ohio.
Exactly. It's all about connections.
All right, we're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back for our final commentary for today. Listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. About what we always talk about here, and it's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. And you were able to hear a real-world business, a real-world situation for Mr. Sean Cincy of ICANN Technology, CEO and president, an expert in his field. And we're very pleased that he was able to take time out to be on our show today. I also want to thank everyone that is listening right now, called in to listen, and are listening online. And so we want to say thank you in that process. And, again, you had some real-world information. So someone that's out there battling and has their revolution going strong. And you had an opportunity to hear some of the background and how it was started. And that's always critical to hear, because you wonder, how did he get to the top of the mountain? How was he become so successful? Yes, there is a process. And you heard the real-world process that, you know, it's that first step. You know, that first step, but you also have to take time to do your due diligence, to plan, and make sure you have the focus and understand that you can work harder than you can work for anybody else, because you always work harder when you work for yourself. Again, you're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network. We're going to take a brief break and we have our final commentary for today. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. Again, we want to thank Mr. Cincy for being on today. And just to give you something to think about, it can be done. You can do it. Put the right habits into place. Point yourself in the right direction. And understand that your mission and vision becomes your purpose in life. Once your purpose in life is delivered upon your footstep, on your doorstep, pick it up, take it, and run. Because you never know whose path you might cross in that process that can help you, that can guide you, and also give you that one idea you need to complete the task you have at hand. Again, I am truly blessed to be on the show today and highly favored. And I just want to, again, shout out to all the individuals out there helping that process, help myself, my brother, my family, and my family. You know, that's what it's truly about. Mr. Cincy, it's a huge step to start a business and have a child in the house at the same time. But all what he did was able to battle the fear. But also, he not only battled the fear, fear is a choice. He decided not to be afraid to get to the next level, but you have to have a plan. And we talked about that. You have to have a plan. So when everyone out there today, we talked about earlier this week about putting your dream wall up, looking at your dream things every once in a while, and understanding that it's a process, and you have to celebrate each step in the process. Part of what we did today was celebrate Mr. Cincy's process, and we were able to give you some real-world information that someone's out there at the forefront of technology. You are on the forefront of whatever you're supposed to be doing, your mission, your vision, your goal. It's not going to be easy, but it's a process. But understanding it's not going to be easy, understanding that it's hard work to do, and that there's going to be times that you have to be the first one to believe in order to get through the process. Again, I want to thank everyone for listening today. And for today, that's all I got.
I love you. I love you. On the radio.